welcome, folks, to the misadventures of Dixon Butts, janitor by day and pint-sized superhero by, well, also day. Armed with deadly eggplants and a knack for fumbling romance, Dixon's about to meet his match. Let's dive in.
Stupid gum under the desks. Stupid glitter glue. Stupid Principal Jenkins and his stupid no exposed eggplants in the break room rule. I ought to show 'em all. Dixon Butts ain't just a janitor. Ow! Damn it! My bad knee. All right, you big white eggplant. Stay calm in the satchel. Your time's coming.
But trouble's brewing downtown. Enter Master Bates Pimp, Charmer, and a certified pipe layer to a local midget hoe, Trixie B. Tight. He's heard of Dixon's lady troubles and, well, he's got ideas.
Yo, take a seat while I beat my meat. Thinking about that girl, yeah, she was so sweet. But the lies she told, man, they cut like a knife. Tramp won't stop cheating, got no place in my life.
Trixie, baby, I'm telling ya, Dixon Butts is a gold mine. Dude's packing some serious hypnotic veggie vibes, but every chance he has, he's fumbling the ball. I'm gonna coach this freaky little old geezer into a ladies' man. Or at least get a laugh out of it.
Bates, he's a janitor with a big eggplant. I seen hotter moves from a Roomba.
Trust me, Trix. Those eggplants are a game changer. Let's roll.
Let's take a look at this Master Bates fellow. Let's find out who he is, shall we? Master Bates, the pimp with a past. Master Bates wasn't always the smooth-talking, velvet-jacketed pimp strutting through the back alleys of town with a midget prostitute girlfriend and a penchant for meddling in superhero love lives. No, his story starts in a less glamorous place. The sticky floors of a third-rate hotel restaurant in 1983. Born Marvin B. Bates in a tiny town called Minto, young Marvin was a gangly kid with dreams bigger than his bulge in his pants. And trust me, that bulge was a statement. His mom ran a roadside diner called Bates Biscuits, where Marvin flipped pancakes and dodged grease burns. His dad, a mystery man who left behind nothing but a sequined vest, two VHS tapes of midget fetish pornos, and a cassette tape of Two Live Crew. Marvin clung to that tape like it was a prophecy, vowing to someday live as loud and real as the music. By high school, Marvin was a hustler, selling individual cigarettes to others from as low as 50 cents each up to $2 for one cigarette. Amazing profit. His next side business was in selling weed out of his locker. He had charm, sure, but his luck with romance was as shaky as Dixon's mop skills. His first love, 2-ton Tammy Twirl, dumped him in hotel lobby when he accidentally handed a sexy young blonde his room key, killing the vibe. And the sex with the waitress. "You're a walking catastrophe, Marvin," she said, leaving him with a bruised ego and a lifelong vendetta against hotel room keys. The turning point came at 19, when Marvin stumbled into a sweet gig as a gentleman's entertainment coordinator. Or simplified, a pimp, after a stint selling feet pics went south. He found his calling amid the neon lights and questionable morals of Minto's underbelly. reinventing himself as Master Bates. He traded his diner apron and Polaroid for a leopard print cane and a wardrobe that screamed, "I dare you to play without pay. Look away." His knack for spotting talent, like Trixie Tiny, the pint-sized firecracker with a mouth sharper than her stilettos, built him a small empire of loyal clients and quirky misfits. But Master Bates had a secret soft spot. Beneath the sleaze, he hated seeing underdogs lose, maybe because he'd been one too many times. Years of watching Trixie defy the odds and physics with her swagger gave him a thing for redemption stories. So when he heard about Dixon Butts, a janitor with a killer big white eggplant and zero game, he saw a kindred spirit. A walking disaster with untapped potential? That was Marvin's wheelhouse. Master Bates met Trixie during a botched sting operation at a dive bar called the Gilded Lot Lizard. She'd been pole dancing, standing on a milk crate to reach the stage, when a drunk biker tried to stiff her on a tip. Marvin stepped in, partly to save her, mostly to flirt, and got a cue stick to the shin for his trouble. Trixie knocked the biker out with a nut shot, and the rest was history. She called him Batesy. He called her My Little Bag of STIs. Together, they turned Minto Streets into their playground. Now, Master Bates isn't just in it for the laughs with Dixon. He's got a theory. If he can turn this jizz-slinging geezer into a ladies' man, maybe he'll prove two-ton Tammy Twirl wrong, that he's not a total freak with a midget fetish, but a catalyst. Plus, Trixie thinks it's hilarious, and keeping her entertained is half his life's mission. The other half? Avoiding hotel room keys at all costs.
Another day, another cobweb. Maybe if I wasn't so dang clumsy. Sally from the cafeteria'd give me a hand. Or at least stop calling me his breath.
Well, well, if it ain't Dixon Butts, half-pint hero of Liberty Middle School, I'm Master Bates, and I'm here to fix your shitty game, old man.
Master Bates? Sounds like a fella who sells dirty comic books. What's your angle, Slick?
No angle, just charity. Word's out, your eggplant's got a hypnotic lady lure. But you're striking out faster than a blind batter. I'm your wingman now, pimp style. Holy shit.
Psh, I don't need help. One glimpse of my eggplant and they are hooked. Watch this.
Damn!
Holy shit. That's some grade-A meat, Gramps. And wait, you smell that?
That's the aroma. Draws the ladies like flies to shit. Here come the lunch ladies. Watch a master at work.
Oh, Dixon, that smell. It's intoxicating. What's your secret?
It's my eggplant, Sally. Wanna... Hold it. It's real thick.
Ow, you little dipshit. My bunion's throbbing now.
Sorry, let me just, Oh, shit.
Oh, you're hopeless. I'm out of here.
Man, you're a fucking wreck. She was hooked till you turned it into a trash can round table. Lucky for you, I got a plan.
Plan? Last guy who planned for me ended up with my sticky seed in his trousers.
Relax, Tiny. We're hitting the streets. Gonna find you a girl who digs the chaos. Trixie, bring the crew.
Master Bates drags Dixon to meet Trixie's posse, a gaggle of quirky gals ready to test the eggplant magic. But a local thug, Jimmy Two Teeth, crashes the party.
Well, well, Dixon Butts, what's an old geezer doing with a fancy veggie? Gimme that eggplant. I'll post the picture online with my feet pics for gas money.
Over my undersized corpse. Two teeth, time to get serious.
Ha! You missed, you clumsy. Wait, what's that smell?
Oh, Jimmy, you smell kind of hot now. What's happening to me?
Yeah, I'm getting wet over here. Is it Dixon?
Oh, ladies, it's me. I'm your man. Wanna see my, mop dance?
You, he's a mess. Let's get turned on over Jimmy instead.
Dixon, you're killing me. The eggplants work, but you're a walking disaster. New plan, stick to fighting crime, not chasing skirts.
Fine. Two teeth, you're toast. Eggplant barrage.
Ah, my teeth, my beautiful two teeth. I'm out of here.
Not bad, old man. You're a hero, sorta. Still 0-0 with the ladies, though.
Psh, who needs them? I got my eggplant, my mop, and... Oh, damn it. I spilled SpaghettiOs on my cape again.
Stick with me, Dixon. We'll get you a win, one dame at a time.
And so, Dixon Butts lives to mop another day, eggplant in hand, romance in shambles, and a new pal in Master Bates. Tune in next time for more pint-sized peril.